We're going to start out with a pretty interesting story of a Utah middle school teacher. Now, her name is Mindy Jensen. She's a teacher at North San Pete Middle School, so kind of out in a rural area. Well, a middle school student sparked a major controversy when that student stumbled across this teacher's Instagram account, which promoted her hobby, and that is bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
She is way into fitness. She had a recent divorce, fairly recent divorce. She had a lot of depression. Well, she started working out in order to kind of try and help herself out a little bit. She got way into it.
You said she's way into fitness.
She's way into fitness.
That does not even begin to describe how into fitness she is.
I mean, she's super into it. Now,
there are very few people that can achieve this type of body sculpting, which is really what she's gotten into.
It's pretty amazing.
Very refined and like all of these very, very intense like workout situations that she's, and competitions that she's a part of. And
that's
so,
right.
Man, is she into it.
So her Instagram account is filled with these competition photos, which are, of course, if you know anything about these fitness competitions, she's wearing a bikini, right? And posing.
Yep.
And that's what these photos are. She was, of course, a middle school student finds that, passes it around. Parents immediately attack her. Parents attack the school district and the school, saying this is pornographic and that she needs to be immediately dealt with. And the school district at first caved to the parents, saying, yeah, you got to take these down or we'll fire you. And this teacher stood her ground and she said no. In fact, I felt like there was one line that she told. She told this to, I think, Time Magazine. And I was really impressed. I was really impressed with this. She said this: if you are not comfortable with seeing me in my fitness uniform on stage posing, then take that away from your kid. Don't take it away from me. And I really thought that that was a brilliant way for her to put it. Now, it's easy. It's easy to cry foul. It's easy for a parent to launch attacks on somebody. But at the end of the day, I think this is a much better teaching opportunity for young men. Number one, some things are not your business. All right. This is a great opportunity to point out that just because it's online doesn't mean it's your business.
Number two, here's what the actual Supreme Court's definition of what pornography is, not these pictures.
Well, and also I think that we should be careful throwing terms around like that, because this woman is in competition. This is her hobby. It is she's into fitness, and to try and sexualize that to the point where you would call it pornography and jeopardize her career, well, what's the point you're trying to make here? And I strongly disagree with making that the focus of this woman's life at the middle school. And I think that's a wrong message to send to young men. I think the worst they can do is say, hey, young men, this is how we're going to deal with it. We're going to denounce her. We're going to denounce her fitness hobby, and we're going to demand that she be fired. That's a terrible message to tell young men about a woman.
Here's the thing about it, though, and let me be old school Southern conservative guy. I just wanted to say about the situation, I'm glad that she has the hobby, and it's amazing. I mean, Jefferson and I were going, remember when you tell yourself, I'm going to lose 5 pounds, you know, and I'm going to start working out more.
This is a million.
I mean, everybody looks and goes, gosh, maybe I shouldn't have eaten that cupcake this morning. You know,
but,
by seeing a picture like that.
We all know she's an awesome athlete. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop with you.
Here it is. But also at play are a bunch of 13 and 14 year old boys that she is teaching. And girls, and she says this is a motivation thing. We've got a little piece of what she had said about all this. I think maybe on there.
And then I thought, you know, why am I taking this picture off? I get comments and messages that it's inspirational to them, and that these women like my story and they're following my story. And if I put it to private, that it's not going to reach these people that might need and understand me.
So that audio came from Fox,
right?
13, by the way. But I think that's fine. But at the same time, because she teaches at a middle school, the distraction level goes to a different spot, because you might, in I don't know how many numbers of people, be able to inspire. But how many of those young men is she going to distract as well? And I went on to the pictures, and I also went, okay, yeah, some of these are not just like, oh, hey, here's me working out. They are, and they're not just the poses at the competition. They are these very seductive and sultry workouts, and some of them they didn't put on the story because you couldn't show that much in the story. And so to have that of a teacher up, I'm not saying it's Ethan. We're adults. I'm not saying it's inappropriate or pornographic, but as a former 14-year-old boy, I can say that it would be a distraction for me as a student.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
What do you
I don't buy a single bit.
What do you mean it wouldn't have been a distraction to me as a student?
I don't buy a single bit of this argument, this and there's one reason why.
This wouldn't have distracted you as a student?
And there's one reason why. I think that that is a terrible message to send to young men, that because this woman is so attractive, we're going to punish her by ending her career because we're afraid that she's going to be too distracting.
No, I said
But that's what
I
the parents
it.
Were doing. That's what
no,
the parents were saying.
They can,
too distracting for the kids, end her career.
Firing should have never been at the should have never been one of those things. But I do think that she should take a little bit more care as to the dissemination of the photos because it is one of those things that I mean – now all of her students have seen them, and she's fine with that. But I think that it's not taking into account how it might be a little bit more difficult for these 14 and 15-year-old boys to probably cope with their teacher having these types of pictures online. And that's all I'm saying. Firing should have never been in, a part of it. And I don't think that saying that she should set her profile to be a little bit more stringent as to who she's allowing to see these who's going to see these pictures – is totally out of bounds. It's out of bounds to say that you're going to fire her, and it's out of bounds to say that it's pornographic. But I do think that you say, hey, there are these sensitive 13- and 14-year-old boys' minds that you're going to be in class with, and it's a distraction.
No,
and
see,
she should understand, too.
Where is she going to be? She's going to be in class fully clothed. Look, this is not anyone's business. And I think if you're going to have any conversation with a 15-year-old kid, how about this? How about this? Women are not sex objects even when they're pretty. Because that is the message when you say that she needs to behave because she's so pretty. She needs to behave. She cannot have this, that, and this, that, and the other. You are telling those boys that this woman is a sex object because she's pretty, and so she has to be dealt with. And this is how we're going to deal with her. She's got to do this and this and this on her social media. And I think that's a terrible message to send to, you,
but,
a young man.
But let's
and
say
if you're going to have any talk with these young men.
Let's put it on anything. Let's say if that there were, let's say the pictures were put up by somebody who isn't very attractive. Let's say it's a guy and girls at the school are saying, look at his Instagram and look at all these pictures that he's put up. Would they make him take the pictures down? Absolutely not. But would it be a distraction that moms would probably, if they saw their daughters looking at their teacher's Instagram account of a guy, that would be something that you'd go, hey, maybe this teacher shouldn't have all these kind of seductive poses of him in his workout gear, which is, you know, him with his shirt off and, you know, all glitzed up and sprayed down and stuff. It would totally be something that parents would bring up as an issue, I think, on both sides. Let's take a break, though.
We're over time here.
I know you don't have
take
to have
action,
the last word. We just got to get going.
If parents are going to take action, they should take action on where their kids are going online. That's where they should take action.
That is an obvious thing that should happen anyway. So her saying people should be in charge of what their kids look at online, that's big breaking news from that teacher.